Hello, we are starting with chapter 2, talent management. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you talk about talent management? So talent management is about the whole process when we talk about it is about talent means resources and how do we manage to be able to retain, to be able to hire, to be able to attract and retain and grow them with along with the business. That's what is the objective of talent management. Now let's see what are the learning objectives of the chapter number 2, talent management. After completion of this chapter, you should be able to understand the definition of talent management. What is the clear definition of talent management? What are the different drivers that drives talent management? What are the process that employed in managing talent in an efficient manner? The articulation of a robust talent management strategy, the best practices of talent management from across the globe. When you have different practices which are there in across in various organizations, this organization, what are the different organizations in across the country, and what are the best practices from them? The challenges managers face while implementing these practices related to talent management. I hope all of you are clear with the objectives. Talent management is a systematic process of identifying the vacant position. First, you need to identify whether or not this position is vacant. Does it really require a person for that? Or is it a replacement position? Or is it a new position which has evolved? You need to identify the vacant position, hire the suitable person, develop their skills and expertise of the person to be able to match the position and retaining him to achieve long-term business objectives. So talent management is the whole system of identifying the position, hiring the suitable person, developing the skills and the expertise of the person over a period of time to be able to match with the position that is required and retaining him to achieve the long-term business objectives. I hope everyone is clear with the introduction. So the key to long-term success of an organization is managing the talent of key people. You know the key people, you identify the key talent in the organization, which involves people and organizational development in relation to the changing and the complex external environment. Depending on the complexities of the environment, we will have our organizational development concept or the strategies keep changing as per the development of the market, whether it is, you know, it talks about the external environment being very, very unstable, being very, very complex, being very, very volatile. So all these will lead into the whole understanding of how do we actually develop the key talent. Okay, that's where we will understand that, okay, as per the market demand, these are our key talent that we see in today's date for the organization. So you for the long-term success, you will manage these key talent and you'll keep investing, you'll keep developing them, keep motivating them to be able to, you know, so that the constant contribution is there by the by these key talent. Now, the pure definition of it is says that in an organizational context, talent refers to an employee who significantly contributes to the organization's performance. Whether the organization is performing, when the organization is on a constant performance level and the employees are substantially contributing to this performance, to this growth in the organization. So when you are significantly contributing, when you are substantially contributing in the organization's performance, you are called as a talent. Okay, and so there are different definitions that has come into being. Okay, so an exclusive definition by Strategic HRM in 2007 says that a talent is a group of leaders, technical experts and key contributors who can drive their business forward. Many experts only consider senior managers to be talents, by the way. So they do not even consider the mid-management and the lower management or the staff level as talent. So they also consider, some of the experts exclusively considers senior managers to be talent solely. Since there are various ways of looking at talent and it will be specific to any organization, hence it should be defined in the context of a specific organization. So in the beginning itself, in the context setting itself, the concept should be made clear, as in what do you understand by talent for the organization? What does the organization mean by talent? What does talent mean to you? How does talent drive the organization? What is the impact that the talent is making in the organization? So all these questions needs to be made clear in the beginning of the context setting of an organization. Another definition is, it's a constant process that involves attracting, retaining high quality employees, developing their skills and continuously motivating them to improve their performance. So obviously, don't you think so? If our talent management drive should always be on a constant churn and with a constant focus, razor sharp focus of attracting the right talent, retaining him for a longer time, develop him for the high quality jobs, develop their skills, upgrade them, make it as relevant as possible, constantly motivating them to improve their performance. So that's what is the definition, another definition of talent management. Also, there is another talent management state definition which says it has been used either more exclusively focusing on one process or a specific group of people, or more inclusively including various processes, components and the entire workforce. Depends on you how you want to focus it on, as per the organization's needs. If the focus has been exclusively, which is done, say for example, there's a high pot category which has been identified and those people are going through special tests, special assessments, special trainings and all of that, and you're developing that pool so strong that whenever there are positions coming in, you're complementing from this pool to that, and or you can also choose to be more inclusive by making it an org-wide level development, including processes, including components, and also you can consider it to the whole workforce. Okay, so it could be either exclusive intervention or it could be just one process which is common for all. Now, when you talk about managing talent and talent management, the talent management focuses on the appropriate, as I mentioned in the chapter one as well, where it is talked about as the appropriate selection of talent. You have to select the right candidate for the right job. Hence, you need to administer the right test, right selection test. You need to understand what will that test identify, what will it help you to understand of the candidate. Sometimes some tests have been administered that it does not talk about the rest. If you're talking about the behavior in particular, which are the behaviors that you want to see from the selection test. Okay, so it is not just the selection of best talent, but it is the search for the appropriate talent. We do not call it as best talent, but we call it as an appropriate talent. The talent might not be the best in the market, but we would always have that as a end in mind. However, the talent should be appropriate to the position that you have, okay, which will grow along with and also boost the long-term company strategy. So that is what talent management constantly focuses on. Second is that it identifies positions where talents are to be placed. It identifies clearly that where do you want to put your respective talent. The third one, where is it that it needs to be placed? Am I putting him in the right job so that he is able to utilize his skills effectively? Or is he underutilized? Or is he overutilized and overburdened? You have to be, as a talent management professional, you have to be cognizant about identifying the position where the talents are to be placed rightfully. The third one is motivating the talent to perform their best. How will you do that? You'll have to continuing to develop shared values of the employee. You should be able to constantly communicate with them. You'd have to keep motivating. The rewards and recognitions should be in place. All of these will lead into motivation of the key talent. Building potential of talent to aid the company get as good business results as possible, right? So building the potential of the talent, you know, so that he is able to contribute to the company all the time as and as the business expands. Okay, so hence, as I say, that constructive development as per the market needs, okay, or is what is required by the talent all the time. So you have to be, you may be very good in isolation right now, okay, but if I compare you with a pool of another, say, another 10 specialists around you, you may not be the best. You may have, you may lack certain skills, you may have some opportunities which you can develop, and hence you can improve your talent. So it is about building your potential, you know, in a period of time and making it as relevant as possible. Now, what are the drivers of talent management? So the drivers of talent management are these in front of you. Workforce trends. We have spoke about this in the last chapter as well. Changing environment of work and expected skill shortage. Now, workforce trends means, what are the remote workforce? Is it a workforce which is very, very diverse in nature? What are the what are the changes that are happening in the environment? What are the expected skill shortages that has happened? And then what could have aided me as an HR professional? What could have actually improved my skill sets with the current context? How do I contextualize my role? Yeah, you know, all these changing environment of work and expected shortage of skill. Globalization. We have already spoken about these in the previous chapter on SHRM. The knowledge economy. What is it that I have as a knowledge economy? What is the pool? What is the abundance that I carry as a knowledge worker with me? What are the awareness in terms of technology? What are the technologies around which can be dealt with my role? Am I cognizant about all of them? Am I aware of all of them? First question. If I am aware, then am I able to utilize those technologies? Am I able to work on those technologies? If not, how do I upgrade them? How do I learn those? Factors such as increasing global and virtual workforce and different generations working together, the youngsters working together, young coders are being hired straight from the school, and then, you know, people who are aged enough are taking jobs and replacing a lot of existing as well, because of the fact that the organizations are moving, striving towards making the organization a very, very inclusive place, and because of which you will see more and more diverse workforces available. That's what is the biggest trend today. Demographic changes are happening in the age of profile of people. Hence, we have already spoken about this in the last chapter. Aging workforce versus the Generation Y and, you know, young generation, the millennials. And of course, they're in the structure of the workforce, increasing diversity, different skill sets, varied expectations. Obviously, when you come from a different background, different demography, you have a different sets of experience coming along with you. The skill sets are different. So hence, there could be a lot of diversity, while you work together. Changing environment of the work and expected skill shortage, as we talk about. So technologies are changing. The moment you learn one technology, you realize that there is another technology which has come, and now the organization is moving towards that. By the time the resources kind of get equipped with the new technology, time comes that you need to get to know another technology. So it's changing by every now and then. So working and new ways of working and disrupting jobs and the skills employees need to do them. So hence, the disruptors are so increasingly rising that, every now and then people needs to be cognizant about what's happening around, and you need to move pace with the changing technology. It's time for companies to double up on their learning budgets, because if you go back about what learning budgets you had 5 years back is not going to be enough to be able to commit to the reskilling that is required in today's date. So developing this muscle will also strengthen your companies, strengthen the company for future disruptions. So any kind of other disruptions you can actually foresee to be able to face those market disruptors, at least if you keep reskilling it instead of not doing it. Globalization is another factor. We have spoken about this in detail. you know, have more and more globalized workforce means you are provided with people and organizations with immense opportunities, making the economies more diverse, yet very, very integrated. Knowledge economy is gained, this knowledge that has gained significance as the key factor adding to the organization's competitive advantage, and hence the knowledge workers are becoming strategically very, very significant for all organizations. As we mentioned earlier, that the more and more worker and mechanical and clerical kind of jobs are getting redundant. So hence knowledge economy has, knowledge workers are more considered. Hence knowledge economy is gaining significant importance in today's date. Technology, we have spoken about it. Again, I would like to deep dive in it here. Technology is the form of web-based systems, whether it is internal, external, social media, smart mobile phones, cloud computations that you have, the big data, and the other technology-based applications which are disrupting every day and day in and day out. These cannot be ignored as they drive the today's workforce. Today's workforce is very, very young and very, very diverse in nature. Hence, everybody is having an access to different technologies with themselves, and whether or not you provide from the company side, almost everybody consists one, at least a smartphone or a tablet or a laptop with them. So it cannot be ignored, and they drive today's workforce to be more and more active and being more productive. And the moment you see there is a reward and recognition which has happened, there is a recognition which has been made in the organization saying that, you know, most committed employee during the pandemic times, he immediately, you know, by the end of the day, you will see, you know, all over Instagram, some 2000 people already has commented on it, has already given kudos there. You can see in Facebook, you can see in LinkedIn, everywhere. So they're very active and they're very, very social in nature. So we cannot stop that. Okay. So in broad general context, these factors actually drive the talent management across the organizations. Okay. So hence technology is one of the driving factor. And now when we talk about the process, okay, the process of talent management, we spoke about the process of strategic management, strategic human resource management process on the chapter number one. Now we are talking about the process of talent management in the chapter number two. So we are, so when we talk about the workforce, now this is the optimal workforce, which is the center of gravity. Then we are talking about now, how do we, right, let's start from here, okay? So let's start, how do we attract the right workforce, the right resources for the positions that you have, right? You attract, your first step is your planning, okay? Understand, identify the position that is required. What is the strategy of the business? What is it that they require? How do we measure and evaluate the plan of your workforce that you have for the year? If at all suddenly there is a need and you do not have the budget for the year, you will have to stay put, or you will have to go do an escalation and get special approval to be able to make it inclusive. Else you'll have to say that, you'll have to come back to the line saying that, you know, this is not a budget that I have. Either you get me the approval for it, or else I will have to stay put for some time for the next budget. Okay, so so that's the planning stage. Okay, so you're at the planning stage itself. You have to identify what are the number of positions that are required for the year, each role, how many positions can you have, what are the budgets that are there, what is the strategy. If the organization strategy is a sustainable strategy, then obviously we are not hiring too much. Our hiring is almost on freeze. Okay, so depending on the organization's business strategy, you will put the planning together. Then you will attract then you'll work on attracting the right talent for the right position, right? So your organizational strategy, these are the steps that you undergo, and this is where your performance outcomes, organizational performance comes out. Okay, so you did the planning, you did your master plan basis these factors. Then you attract, then you go gung-ho about attracting the right talent. How you do that? You market the positions, you put it up on social media, you put it on job portals and everywhere. You put the employee value proposition together. Employee value proposition is, say, to be the employer of choice. We provide careers for life. Let's say, for example, that's the philosophy that you're putting forward as an employee value proposition, saying that when you join the organization, you realize your position in the organization and you feel like continuing, you're motivated, you're engaged enough in such a way that you do not feel like going to any other organization. Hence, you make a career for life in the organization. That's my value proposition that I give to the prospective employees. Talent acquisition, freelancers, consultants, how would you like to attract? Okay, all of this. So sometimes what happens if the position is a very seasonal requirement, let's say there's some project that we have received and the project is only for 3 months, we do not want to now, with the recent changing times, organizations do not go and hire this person for the full-fledged hiring. What they will not get into those stuffing and those, because you know that the requirement is very urgent and it's a 3 month job, so you will probably go and hunt for some freelancers or some consultant for that need-based requirement. Okay, so that's what is your process of attraction. Then comes your developing. Now you've attracted the right candidate, you've already put them in place. Now how do you develop and grow them within the organization? When the person comes on board, he goes through onboarding, he goes through assimilation in the role, performs over a period of time, he goes through performance appraisal management, he goes through different learning and development interventions, career paths that he has, he works on a particular track, capability frameworks, all of that. So these are the different development activities that you do. These are some initiatives that you under the development initiative. Then comes your retaining. Now you're developing constantly. Okay, you're developing your resources. But how do we retain? Now resources are getting subjected to different, they're getting exposed to different competition, right? And we stop the competition. We can't, right? So what do we do? So we try and retain them. How do we do that? So it's a culture that is there, that the overall the culture of the organization that the person is subject. For example, one of the resources feeling that the culture is not something that I would like. Say, for example, they live with the culture that, if the boss, if the unit head is there in the organization, no matter it's 8 or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the night, the whole team sits back unless and until the unit head leaves. So, for example, this culture is not something that this resource is finding good enough, because it's probably challenging her with the time that she has to spend with her family, kids and other thing, and for her own self. So hence, she's probably wanting to move out of that. So she goes through a new job find. Okay. Or could be remuneration strategy. She tried, she has been a very good employee, she has been a performer, but she got only an increment she was expecting. She was already drawing low because she has come from the very junior level. She has grown within the organization and she expected a certain raise depending on the kind of market changes that has happened. But she got only a raise of 5%, whereas then she tried and she got a good job worth 20% hike. So with this remuneration, she would like to quit. But 20% for that particular role, I don't know if at all I have it under my retaining strategy. If that role is so specialized and the person is so good enough and the unit feels that the role is important enough to be able to retain, then you will, as per the business strategy that you would have, remuneration strategy that you would have, you will go ahead and take a call. Either you let the resource go or you will retain the person. Then comes your transitional phase. Okay, what do you do here? Now transition, when you transition from one position to the other. Okay, now transition does not mean just level 3 to level 4, level 4 to level 5. Not only that, it's also about additional responsibilities. It is also about additional competencies that we talk about from one role to the other. So hence you go through, you have these processes of succession planning, you have your internal mobility, there are retirements, people who had, so positions become empty. So under these avenues, we have our transitions taking place. Exit interviews, knowledge management, all of these comes under your transition phase. So your workforce is all the time surrounded by these five aspects in place. Your planning, the way you will plan, the hire. The second is, how would you attract the right person and the right resource? How will you develop him in due course and time to be able to contribute to these organizational business imperatives? How will you retain, and how will you retain based on the organizational recruitment strategy? You will remuneration strategy, you will retain or lose the person, and you, how will you transition? So this is the process of entire process of talent management of an organization. I hope this slide is clear. It's very, very important. Make sure that you take due cognizance of this. So each sub process has been explained here. We've already discussed this enough earlier as well. So if you talk about this entire aspects that we have spoken here, the planning, attracting, developing, retaining, transitioning, so all these are being detailed out here. Now, when you talk about the HR planning, it's integrated with the organizational strategic plan. That is what I mentioned to you in the beginning itself, that once you understand what your organizational strategic plan is, you establish your, you create your planning sheet. This process establishes workforce plans, your hiring plans, your salary budget that you have for the year, and the targets for the year. What are the numbers? What are the numbers of the year? Okay, what are the hiring numbers? Hiring through an integrated process of sourcing, evaluation, and selection, the organization brings in talent. So you take a complete integrated process. You consider the thoughts and the understanding of the business. Are they comfortable? You train them on certain tests, because you'll have to make it a very, very integrated approach. Only HR cannot decide who comes when. So it has to be a composite process which have been created for sourcing, evaluation, and selection of the talent. So each sub process has been explained here as well, from that process, if you remember. Induction and the orientation. So what do you mean by this? Through this, the organization trains and enables the employee to be ready to become productive and integrated into the company as soon as possible. So from the day one, the person gets, goes through a certain training, which talks about the who's who in the organization, what are the policies and practices of the organization, what are the product and the services that are there, what are the kind of people that the person is going to work with, the employee is going to subjected with, what are the growth parameters that are there, what are the performance appraisal methods, what are some of the leaves structure that you have, what are the code of conduct. All of these are your part of it. It can stretch from 2 days to 15 days induction program as well. In some companies, you have induction like for 6 months. They don't call it just induction. They call it as an onboarding process. Then comes your performance evaluation. Now, based on the organizational strategic plan, the organization decides the process to measure and manage the employees. If the organization is going through a sustainable strategy of sustainable business, so in that case you may not look at such stringent way of monitoring performances. You probably would look at annual appraisal. But if at all you're looking at, really looking at 3x in 3y, 5x in 5y, kind of where you're focusing to improve the efficiency and the effectiveness of the resources to be able to achieve business imperatives, you will do much more close monitoring, such as probably you'll do quarterly performance appraisals, right? Development and performance aid. So this is just a critical sub process focusing on training and development programs for all levels of the organization. Okay, so this is looked at as a development and the performance base. So how do you basically develop? So how are you using training and development interventions? How do you actually improve your performance? How do you actually multiply your performance? Then comes your succession planning, which we have spoken about earlier as well. This is very important for supporting business managers identify the next candidates internally for a position. So instead of bringing in talent from outside or buying in talent from outside, what you need to do is what philosophy that the organizations are striving towards and letting the managers develop is that, you know, you create your next line of manager. You create your next line of resource. You create, by the time you move to the next level, you already have trained someone and he is ready to take your position, and you're not really running helter-skelter to hire somebody from outside with three times or two times the cost. Right? So that's what is succession planning is all about. Salary and benefit. Of course, it's one of the integral part of talent management, or it's very, it's dear to us. That's what all of us work for. Under this process, the salary plan is linked to performance evaluation, ensuring salary, incentive, bonus, and benefits are all aligned to organizational strategic plans. So it cannot be in isolation. It has to be linked to the organizational strategic plan. So if the organization is looking at just a sustainability, you are not looking at growth, you're not looking at too much of an expansion, you're not looking at too much of an investment, so will be the salary remuneration at the end of the year. Okay, so it will be in aligned to the business imperatives. If at all, now with the same example, if you're looking at growth, if you're looking at 3x growth, obviously the, you know, there will be growth in terms of salary as well, because you always grow along with the organization. So hence it is, you always have to remember when you join the organization, I did not realize this much earlier in life, because I always used to feel that why is it, where have I gone wrong? I used to always question my own performance. Did I not perform well enough that I could get a increment of 20% or 15%. I completely forgot to adhere to the fact that we should always be, our growth is always aligned to the organizational growth, organizational imperatives. So much later in life, I realized it. And then I said, okay, fine. You know, the organization is not looking at growth and organization going through losses, the obviously our curve will also become likewise. So hence, it will all be proportional to the salary, whether it is talks about benefits, and all of that will come in line with the organizational imperative. How do we identify now the identifying the skill gap? So it's a critical process and needs to be carried out constantly. It cannot happen. It is a lot of organizations do this just because the employee engagement survey has come or annual audit has come. So you will administer such processes, but it shouldn't be like that. It is a complete continuous process, and they need to identify the gap that will be created in terms of knowledge, skills, experience and attitude once these people move and to plan and fill this gap. Okay, so you need to understand what in the KSA level, in the knowledge, skill and attitude level, what are the differences that we are seeing? How do we kind of look at bridging this gap effectively? What are some of the new initiatives or interventions that we will undertake to be able to bridge the gaps? Okay, so the skill gap is one of the very, very key factors of talent management. Talent management is a full scope of HR processes to attract. It's the complete scope. You do not talk. So when you talk about HR, you do not talk in tandem. Now you talk about more from the talent management, talent development, talent strategic HR. You talk about like that. You do not just generalize HR and say that. So hence, talent management is the full scope of HR, which processes, which strives to attract, onboard, develop, engage, and retain the high performing employees. Okay, so it's a full scope of HR. So which right from, attracting the right person to be able to be the employer of choice so that, best of the employees apply in your organizations, you onboard the right way, develop the necessary skills, be able to motivate and engage them and retain them for high performance with an expectation of making them high performing employees. A talent management strategy involves ideas on how the process would integrate together with an overall business needs and focus on acquiring and nurturing talent whenever and wherever required using various interrelated practices. This is very, very important. Okay, so it's a strategy which involves ideas on how the process would integrate together, how you'll make it an inclusive process, how it will not happen in one-off cases, how the whole organization and org-wide level, the thought process will come to integrate together to be able to focus on the business needs, and how do we actually nurture these talent, grow this talent. How do you bring in the right person? How do you bring the right talent, nurture them, grow them in the organization as and when it's required, and use them for different interrelated practices, and ultimately leading it to the business goals. Thank you so much.